This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest, and it's been about a year, year and a half since he's been on the show. Actually, about a year. We're talking no other than Metallia Royalty and Streaming Limited. They trade on three exchanges. The first exchange is the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol MTA. The other one is the OTCQX, and the ticker symbol is MTAFF. And they also trade on the Frankfurt Exchange under the ticker symbol X9CP. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Brett Heath. Brett, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, you guys had an incredible second quarter results. Production was up. You guys exceeded guidance. How did we get there, and where do we go from here?
Well, it's been a pretty intense couple years since we got started. You mentioned that I can't believe it's been almost a year now since we've had our last update, but we've been busy over here. We've completed in the first couple years 8 transactions. We've acquired 21 royalties. We've got a portfolio that is generating or should generate, we expect to generate around Canadian $7 million of operating cash flow this fiscal year.
Wow.
And that cash flow is from some of the top operators in the world. So, just a quick step back for your listeners. We're a royalty and streaming company.
Right.
So we don't operate, we don't drill, we don't have to do any of the expensive OPEX type of activities that the mining companies engage in. We own small, non-controlling, more importantly, non-dilutive. If any of your listeners have ever invested in mining companies, those are the two most important words that they can take away from this interview.
You're preaching to
non-dilutive,
the choir.
Yeah, non-dilutive interest in these assets. So, and those structures come in two forms, which are royalties and streams. And a royalty is just a percentage of revenue that's generated, and a stream is usually structured in a metal purchase agreement where we have the right to buy the metal at a below the market price. Now, if we own a royalty on a property, and let's say it's an exploration property, which we've got a very exciting now package of exploration royalties, and an operator of ours, the owner of that property, let's say, makes a big discovery.
Okay.
They may spend, and the equity holders of this company, right? So let's say you own 1% of the company that makes the discovery. They may spend $500 million from start to finish.
Absolutely.
To bring this thing into production.
Absolutely.
The 1% holder of equity of that company at the end of that is going to be probably less than a tenth of a percent, where we don't have to go out of pocket. As a royalty company, we don't go out of pocket any of that capital to move the project from discovery to production, yet once it's in production, we get 1% of the revenue. So it's just an incredible way to get a diversified amount of exposure. And through our model and our business, how we've been able to, build things up in, I would say what is, a pretty competitive sector. We've really been able to execute and show the market that we can continue and scale this business.
I've got questions, definitely. And I'm sure my listeners probably got questions out there too. They're thinking, your last quarter, you sold 519 ounces of silver, but you guys didn't own any of that. So if you're working with mines that are bringing the ore out of the ground, because a lot of these companies, like you said, it takes millions and millions of dollars to go from discovery to actually bringing it out of the ground, to actually go into the factory. Bring me through that process. How do you find these companies? And how did you get 519,000 ounces of silver?
Okay, so first, the 519 was our production for our last fiscal year.
Yes.
So that ended May 31 of this calendar year, and so the previous 12 months was that 519, and out of that 519 included, our sales, and then our inventory, which is basically metal that's been produced, but it still hasn't been sold yet by the operator. So it's basically concentrate that's being in the process to be sold, et cetera. The it's basically how the mining companies structure on their end on their conduits, either via smelter or refiner. But we don't need to get too far into that. That production comes from contracts, and going back to kind of what I was previously talking about, the way that we give our shareholders exposure is through two ways, either a royalty or a stream. Right now, the majority of our cash flow or our production is through streaming. So when you see Metalla has produced 519,000 ounces, what that means is that we haven't produced it ourselves, but we have contracts that give us the right to buy all of that production as it comes out of the ground.
I see.
And that production extends way out into the future. So when we, right now we're in, if any of your followers or listeners listen to look at the precious metals market, right now is just, what we're seeing from the metals in general, gold and silver, is, I would say, kind of severe capitulation.
Absolutely.
We've seen material kind of breakdowns in technicals, and basically some of the biggest gold funds on the planet have been liquidated. I mean, Vanguard was just one recently. We're seeing a lot of the valuations of the companies across the board, at 52-week lows, much less. A lot of them are at 5-year lows, and I think this is setting up for really a slingshot move here potentially. Depending on how steep it may be, because there's a lot of crazy things that are happening globally, and if you look historically. Most of the call it economic crises that happen usually show up September, October, November, when everyone comes back from vacation in summertime. And I think that may be what may happen this year. We'll have to see. But there's definitely lots of things that are moving. The metals market is definitely telling us something. And one of the best places to be in these down markets are these royalty companies. And the reason is because we can really take advantage. Some of the transactions that we may have been working on for a year or so, it takes this kind of negative sentiment for us to really get them pushed over the line. And when we can get these things pushed over the line, which I think we'll be doing here, over the next year as we have over the last two, we're locking in value for shareholders, or we're locking in gold and silver that will be coming out of the ground for the next 10, 15, 20 years at today's price. So when we enter into the new bull market, there's just a tremendous amount of leverage that in shareholders can get and investors can get of Metalla on the other side of this. And we've seen that with our predecessors. And some of our predecessors are some of the biggest companies in the mining space, even though they don't do mining, from a market cap perspective, they're some of the biggest. And, that just kind of goes back to this business works. The royalty and streaming sector is a diversified way to get a significant amount of leverage and avoid a lot of the OPEX and cost overruns and capital expenditures, and get a really clean, leveraged way to get exposure to gold and silver. And down markets is when these types of companies usually create the most value.
We got about 2 minutes left, and I've got questions I want to get through, and some of my followers asked me to ask you. One is, what's the process, or where are we at when you guys acquired Valgo Resources? Is that a done deal, and what do you think we're going to get from that?
So Valgold was completed on July 31st. Happy to have that one done. Very happy to have the new shareholders from Valgold. We think they got not only a great premium, but a business class upgrade here for exposure to the royalty sector from just one royalty to over 20, and including production and development and exploration here. So that deal's done. It was an asset that we were excited to have as part of our portfolio. This is a 2 million ounce resource project owned by Osisko Mining. And it's, currently being worked on. I think they're getting close to putting out an updated technical report that will include an additional 85,000 meters of drilling on the property. And again, going back to what I was explaining before, we are now a royalty holder on this property. Osisko has put a large sum of money to drill 85,000 meters yep. and complete a new technical report. And, we'll be the beneficiary of what that looks like going forward.
You gave an outlook for 2019, 500 to 600,000 of ounces you think you'll produce in 2019. Expected revenues between 9 and 12 million and 95% of that revenue coming from silver. My question to you is, you still stand behind those numbers?
Yeah, the revenue, so the revenue numbers, the production numbers, the revenue numbers were tied to an average silver price of $16. US an ounce. So if we see that as an average, I think we'll definitely be in line there on the production side and the revenue side. And it's important for your listeners to know that's just from the assets that we own as of today.
Absolutely.
Now that the Valgold, the Garrison Royalty acquisition is complete, and we've got, I'd say a very attractive market for being a buyer in this space. I think it's going to be an exciting, second half to this year. So, wouldn't be surprised if that changes a bit.
Why should my listeners go out and buy your stock today? And what can they take away from this interview?
Well, the reason why it's an incredible opportunity today again is on two fronts. The first being just an overall market perspective. People say in investing, wait till there's blood in the streets
yep.
to be buying.
I've heard that.
That is what you see today in the precious metals market. There is blood in the streets. And the real money that has been made in this sector over and over again have been from, usually a select few groups or funds or individuals that are not afraid to really step out, and especially when they understand the value of what they're buying. Today, Metalla represents a tremendous amount of value compared to the peers. But more importantly, right now, today, Metalla is set up for, I think, as we continue to grow this company, to realize what we call multiple expansion. And that's basically how all the other companies in this sector are valued, based off a number of metrics, whether it's, off operating cash flow or net asset value. These are metrics that kind of value these companies or the sector as a whole, the royalty and streaming sector as a whole. And as we grow, we're going to be a lot less, we're not going to be under the radar for much longer. And the valuations that you see today, I think as we grow, as we gain critical mass in our portfolio, as we grow our annual operating cash flow through 10 million, I think that our shareholders and our investors are going to reap some positive gains on the other side of that. Given where we see the precious metals market you know, that may well line up for, you know, a new bull market as well for even further upside.
Brett, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Only thing I've asked of you is that you come back on the show a lot sooner than you waited this time. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.